Hi, we're here again at Rio de Oro Elementary, and we are in a fourth and fifth grade classroom, Universal Access classroom. Universal Access is also known as UA. I have some students here who are going to explain what we like to do for Universal Access. How do we work on improving our reading comprehension?
I am discussion director, and my first question is, how did Jane's husband, Derek, die?
So before you answer those questions, ladies and gentlemen, can you explain why we ask questions? Like, what is it that you are doing?
I am asking questions to see how about the book.
Oh, so you all have been assigned to read a particular book. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent. And so every few weeks you are assigned a different book to read, and every student has a different task that they are in charge of completing. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you said your job is discussion director. And now what is it? What is the job of a discussion director?
We ask questions, and then our group mates answer the questions.
Excellent. Let's go to another student to see what their job is as for this particular section of the book. So what is your job?
My job is artist.
And what do you do as artist?
I just get pictures, and when it's time to meet, then all the group mates have to guess what the picture is about, and then I have to tell them why I chose the pictures.
Okay, excellent. So you've chosen a part of the book, the part of the section you've just read, and represented it as a picture, as an image. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's go to another student to see what their job is.
I'm summarizer, and summarizer is where you have to summarize the section that you read of your book.
I'm also summarizer. We have to write 5 to 7 sentences on what our section was and how to summarize it. And that's it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing. Let's go to another student.
I'm character coach. As character coach, my job is to write a letter giving him or somebody from the book advice.
Oh, so you get to choose a character from the section to, you would like to give advice. So, you imagine you're there and you're kind of coaching them along.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So who did you choose this section to coach?
I chose Jane Goodall. And I think it's, this is what I wrote. Dear Jane Goodall, I think it's good to learn, but you need to relax. You have constantly been coming and going. You need a breather. I agree. I agree with you when you said we are far, far away from being a non-cruel world. You should buy some land in a jungle, bring some chimpanzees, and make a sanctuary. You should also study giraffes. They are cool, but on the endangered list. They are interesting and can be friendly and nice. Sincerely,
and then your name. Awesome. Very good. Let's go to another student to see what their task is. And I want to tell you, fantastic job writing a letter to Jane Goodall. Way to go.
I'm also a character coach, and I wrote to a chimpanzee.
Oh my goodness, I love that. So you chose not even write to a person, but rather a chimpanzee. Awesome.
I said, dear chimpanzees, you probably can't understand me, but you're doing very good, and you should be eating more bananas and liking Jane. Or so be good, or I will get over there and slap you in the face, monkey. Wait, let me translate for you. Ooh, ooh, ah. And besides that, you are very nice and kind. Well, sort of. Monkey, you need to work on not stealing. Doing good work will get you bananas and treats.
Okay, thank you for writing your letter to those chimpanzees. Here we are, another student.
I was Wood Wizard, and I choose 3 words that I need to... that are new and need to be clarifying. Look up the meaning of the words in using either an online dictionary or a classroom dictionary, and write the definition in the third column. Finally, record the sentence from your novel and the word was found.
Awesome. Can you give us one sample? Choose your favorite word that you looked up and give us an example of what you did.
The word that I looked up was I was confused about was null null Nalabajul.
Okay, so I see some group members around you. Maybe they can help you pronounce that word.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah.
It's knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable.
Okay, knowledgeable.
And it was page 108, and the definition is possessing or exhibiting knowledge, insight, or understanding, intelligent, well-informed, discerning, perceptive. Some you can only find by looking them up in a book or asking a knowledgeable teacher. And another thing that you do is choose three words that are important, interesting, vivid, or descriptive.
Okay, awesome. And I liked that when you were sharing that your word was knowledgeable and you shared the page number that was found in your book, that all of your group mates opened up their books to find where that word was located. Excellent. Well, that concludes our literature circle kind of summary of what we do for UA. Thank you so much.